愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习因我得福。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the topic, make me a channel of blessing.
我们如果看英文赞美诗哈，中文的就是翻作因我得福。
If we look at the hymn, it says, make me a blessing.
或者说我们是一个管道。把神的福气借着我们流到别人。
It is saying as if we were a channel, and if God gives us the blessing, we can channel that to others.
我们来看创世纪十二章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 12.
第二节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 2.
创世纪十二章的第二节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse
2. 我必叫你成为大国。我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
我们如果要让别人得福，有一个条件。
If we want others to be blessed, there is a condition.
就是我们先要得福。
That is, we ourselves must be blessed.
所以这里神告诉亚伯拉罕，我要赐福给你。
And that's why God says to Abraham here that I will bless you.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
然后接下去你也要叫别人得福。
And then you will be a blessing to others.
那到底神给亚伯拉罕什么福气？
And so what kind of blessings has God given Abraham?
就是第二节的第一句话。
It is in the first part of verse 2.
我要叫你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
然后第一节的最后一句话。
And the last part of verse 1.
你要往我所指示你的地方去。
You will go to the land I will show you.
就是一个一块土地
，It is a piece of land.
神叫他要去那里。
God wanted Abraham to go there.
然后在这个土地，他要成为大国。
And in this land, he will be a great nation.
大国就是里面有很多的人。
And a great nation means that there are a lot of people.
真的，后来亚伯兰就搬到迦南地去了。
And indeed, Abraham moved to the land of Canaan.
所以他的一生哈，就是想要来承受迦南。
And so his life, his goal was to receive Canaan.
这个就是所谓得福。
And so this is to be blessed.
那亚伯拉罕的儿子、孙子，以撒、雅各，他们一生有一个目标。
And then Abraham's children, Isaac and Jacob, they have.A goal as well.
就是要承受这一块地。
And that is to receive this land.
所以虽然后来雅各搬到迦南地去。
And although later Jacob moved to Canaan.
他死的时候他有一个心愿，你要把我葬回到我的故乡。
Before he died, he made a request that he be buried in his homeland.
就是迦南地。
Which was the land of Canaan.
神要给他。
The land that was to be given to them.
那约瑟虽然在埃及做宰相，
and although Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt,
但是他集中的目标还是要回葬迦南地。
But his goal was to still return to Canaan.
所以世世代代亚伯兰的子孙就只有一个理想，我们要回归迦南地。
And so, the generation after generation after Abraham had the one goal to return to Canaan.
那第三节的最后一句话。
And then the last part of verse 3.
万族要因你得福。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed.
现在不只是犹太人哦，万族在地上每一个人要因你得福。
And so it's no longer just the Jews that will be blessed, but all people on earth.
这个就很难了解了。
And this may be difficult to understand. No.
那一块地迦南地是神赐给亚伯兰，那现在万民都要跟你得福，什么意思？
Now this piece of land was given to Abraham, But what does it mean now that everyone on earth will be blessed?
所以亚伯拉罕还没有出故乡以前呢，他头脑想的就是一块土地。
So before Abraham left his home, in his mind was just this piece of land.
好像说有时候我们信我们敬拜神哦，刚刚开始那个动机啊，大概都是求平安啊，求不是发财，就是说生活有保障。
Perhaps when we were first believed, we were praying for peace or stability in our lives.
这是一个入门。
This is the entryway.
所以人呢，遇到不平安啊，生活有困难，最容易进羊入门。
This is the entryway because it's easy when someone's life is not going smoothly. They would want peace.
但是亚伯兰进到迦南地以后，哎，他对那块地就了解不太一样。But
when Abraham finally entered this land, his thoughts were different about it.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来要得为业那个地方。哦，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。哦，这里亚伯兰说因着信出来，他没有去过那一块地。
It says here that by faith Abraham went to this place.
但是第九节呢，他到了那块地以后，哎，他的生活态度是做客人，好像在寄居。But
when he had entered the land, he felt like a stranger in a foreign land.
住帐篷，生活很简单，那心态就是做客人。And
lived in tents, so. His mind was that he was just a guest here in this land.
那通常我们如果租房子哦，这个家具都比较简单。那如果有一天你自己盖的房子、买的房子，这是我的，他开始我们就会买家具，因为要住下来。Usually,
when you rent a place, rent a home, it's going to be very simple. But when you buy a home, when you own a home, you will focus more on building it up.
但是亚伯兰到了那一块地以后，他还是住帐篷啊。But
when Abraham arrived in this land, he still lived in tents.
因为他对那一块地的了解啊，已经更深一层。Because
he understood more about this land on a higher level.
第十节，verse
10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
只要说他向往一个城，这个是神经营、神建造。And
so he was looking forward to a city that was built by God.
那这个城是什么?
And what is this city?
如果我们再读13节一直到14节,
if we look at verse 13 and 14,
14节。
Verse
14。说这样话是表明自己要找一个家乡。15节。他们说羡慕主离开的家乡，还有回去的机会。他们却羡慕更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神被他们称为神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。Verse
14. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
So
Abraham understood that the land that was given to him is the heavenly one.
是更美的家乡。
It is a much more beautiful one.
那现在说万国要因他得福，and so if all people in the
world are going to be blessed,
那到底哪一块地啊，那个更美家乡跟我们有什么关系？Then
what does this better land have to do with us?
我们先看 加拉太书。
Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以你们知道，那以信为本的，就是亚伯兰的子孙。第八节。
8.
并且圣经预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就以传福音给亚伯兰说，万国要因你得福。第九节。
9:9.
可见那以信为本的和有信心的，亚伯兰一同得福。
Verse 7. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
所以到这里我们就了解，哦，万国得福就是要因信称义。
And so we can see here, we can understand now that to be able to have this kingdom, we must be justified by faith.
哦，那为什么这样讲
？And so why is it this way?
哦，因为最后那个福就是天国。
Because this final blessing is heaven.
那给亚伯拉罕跟他的子孙。
It is for Abraham and his children.
那我们现在，不是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Are we not the children of Abraham?
不是犹太人。
We are not Jews.
所以我们跟这个福气本来是没有关系的。
So originally, we have nothing to do with this blessing.
那一直到主耶稣来
Only until Jesus came to this world.
这个门就打开了呀
Then the doors were opened.
所以我们会再来看第三章二十六节
Let's take a look at chapter 3, verse 26.
你们因为信耶稣都是神的儿子你们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督二十八节
28.
不分犹太人希腊人自主为奴或男或女因为你们在基督里都成为一二十九节
29.
你们既然属乎基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔照着应许承受产业关键就在这里
And so here is the main focus
我们属基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔
Because we belong to Christ, then we are the descendants of Abraham.
所以这个亚伯拉罕家谱里面啊，一直推到上面，就是推到亚伯拉罕，主耶稣的家谱，一直推到最后就是亚伯拉罕。
And so, if we trace Jesus Christ's genealogy up the line, it leads back to Abraham.
所以那个神给亚伯拉罕的福气就顺着这个家谱一直流下来。
And so, the blessing that was given to Abraham went down the entire. Genealogy.
那现在属基督就是亚伯兰的后裔。
So if we are the if we are, we belong to Christ, then we are the descendants of Abraham.
那我们怎么属基督
？So how do we belong to Christ?
二十七节，受洗归入基督。
When we are baptized into Christ.
所以这个关系啊，不是靠律法建立的。
And so this relationship is not established by the law.
这个关系是靠信。而称义建立的
It is according to our faith.
这称义
We are justified by our faith.
然后就归属耶稣
And then we belong to Christ.
那承受产业就是天上那个更美的家乡
And this land is the heavenly kingdom.
那就是神的国
It is the kingdom of God.
所以我们刚刚信主的时候，那个追求肉体地上的平安，或者经济上的稳定，或者甚至丰富，我们会有一个新的认识。
So if in the beginning we prayed for peace and financial stability, we eventually understand more.
就是从地上提到天上去。
That is, we will bring our focus from the world to the heavens.
真正的平安是属灵。
True peace is spiritual.
不是什么事情都没有发生。
It doesn't mean that absolutely nothing will happen.
是神同在的平安。
It means there is the abidance of God, the peace that comes from the abidance of God.
就像主耶稣，外面有风暴，但是里面很平静。
It's just like in Jesus' time, there may be a storm brewing outside, but there is peace inside.
这个是属灵。
This is spiritual.
不是我们刚刚信主的想那种肉体的。
This isn't a the fleshly desire that we may have in the very beginning of our faith.
就像彼得。
Just like Peter.
刚刚跟耶稣的时候，看到主耶稣被抓，他就我不认识他。
When Peter was with Jesus and he saw that Jesus was arrested, he denied Jesus.
他没有平安。
He had no peace.
他因为他很害怕。
And so he was very afraid.
那等到他真的进到神的国里面。
So, until he entered into the kingdom of God.
他被下到监牢里面。
And when he was thrown into prison.
而睡得很好睡。
He slept very well.
这个脚镣手扣，兵丁都睡在他旁边了。这个重囚犯。
His hands and feet were shackled. There were guards with him all the time.
他睡得很好睡。
But yet he slept soundly.
天使把他摇醒带出去，他还以为做梦。
When the angels came and woke him up, he thought he was dreaming.
这个平安是属灵。
This peace is spiritual.
所以。哦，那个神给亚伯兰那个地上哦，神我们本来想那个地上的福气就变成灵的，啊，属天的。
So this land that God is giving Abraham has become the heaven.
那主耶稣在变饼的时候，五千个人来吃。
Just like when Jesus was breaking the bread for the 5,000.
所以他们对主耶稣的认识是很初步的，哎，肚子饿，他可以变饼。
They only knew Jesus in a simpler way. When they were hungry, they saw that Jesus can perform a miracle for them.
哦，但是主耶稣就告诉他们。
But Jesus told them,
说你们不要因为吃饼得饱而来跟我。
Don't follow me because you want your stomachs full.
要为存到永生的食物劳力。
You need to pursue the spiritual fulfillment.
然后他说，我就是生命之粮。
And then he told them that I am the bread of life.
我就是你生命的满足。
He said, I will satisfy your life.
所以我们对这个神的恩典哦，这个地上的丰富，信主之后会有一个更超越的认识。
And so when we understand God more deeply, then we will understand what these blessings really are.
就是。在灵里面的丰盛
，and that is a spiritual blessing.
那如果进到这个地步哦，我们就跟保罗一样。
But if we get into the world too much, we'll be like Paul.
什么情况我都可以自主。
I would be able to handle any situation.
为什么
？Why？
因为基督已经满足了我。
Because Christ has satisfied us.
所以外面的有很多感谢，没有也感谢，因为真正的丰盛是在里面。
So if we have or we don't have something in this world, we will be content either way.
所以这个福气就是因为亚伯拉罕。
And this blessing is because of Abraham.
我们跟他连上了关系。
We now have a connection between him.
让我们承受神给他的祝福。
We can receive the blessing given by God through Abraham.
所以亚伯兰是赐福神赐福的一个管道。
And so Abraham was a channel of blessings.
那我们今天要来想。
And so today we need to ponder.
我们信主以后。
After we've believed in Christ.
我们能不能也成为一个让人得福的管道。
Can we be a channel of blessing to others?
我们先来看亚伯兰的孙子哈雅各。
Let's take a look at Abraham's grandson, Jacob.
创世纪
，Genesis.
创世纪的三十章。
Genesis chapter 30.
二十七节。
Genesis chapter 30 verse 27. 30章27节。Genesis chapter 30 verse 27.
拉班对他说，我若在你以前蒙恩，请你仍与我同住，因为我已经算定神赐福于我是因为你的缘故。
Verse 27, but Laban said to him, if I have found favor in your eyes, please stay. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you.
这个是拉班他本身讲的，这是他的体验。
This is Laban's experience.
哦，拉班是雅各的母舅了，或者他妈啊，雅各他妈妈的兄弟。
This is Laban is Jacob's mother's brother.
哦，他本来是亲戚啊。
So they are relatives.
哦，那后来雅各就回到就到拉班的家去投靠他。
And so Jacob had to flee to Laban's place because Esau was going to kill him.
Esau 也杀他。
Esau was going to kill Jacob.
然后他住了这一段时间以后。
And so after living with Laban,
拉班舍不得他走。
Laban was not willing to let Jacob go.
因为雅各他本来就想要回家，这不是他家。
Because Jacob did long to return home. It wasn't his home.
那拉班对他也不好。
And Laban didn't really treat Jacob well.
但是拉班舍不得他走。
But at the same time, Laban was unwilling to let Jacob leave.
我今天会蒙福是因为你的缘故。
Because he was, Laban was blessed because of Jacob.
所以我们如果一个人能够成为一个管道让人来蒙福，真的这是一个非常大的恩典。
So if we can be a channel of blessing, it is a blessing to us.
那到底雅各怎么能够因为他让拉班得福
？And so how is Jacob able to bless Laban？
我们现在回来看创世纪二十八章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 28.
第十节
Genesis chapter 28 verse 10
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去十一节
11.
到了一个地方因为太阳落下就在那里住宿变成拿一块石头枕在头上就在那里躺卧睡觉雅各离开别示巴离开他爸父母的家
Jacob left Beersheba which was his home with his parents
那个心情一定很沉重
This must have been very hard for him.
因为最爱他的妈妈现在要离开他。
Because his beloved mother, he had to leave his beloved mother.
兄弟要杀他。
His brother wanted to kill him.
现在离开不晓得什么时候会回来。
If he leaves, he doesn't know when he'll return.
过一个没有爱、没有家庭温暖、没有前途、不晓得怎么变化的生活。
He had a home without love and warmth. He doesn't know what kind of life is ahead of him.
所以他就拿一块枕头就睡觉。
So he took a stone and slept.
这个心情啊，有时候我们也可以去揣摩得到。
We can try to imagine this his feeling at the time.
但是万万想不到发生一件事情。
But little did he know something happened.
这改变他的一生。
Something that changed his life.
十二节
Verse 12.
他梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的顶头在天。有神的狮子上上下下梯子上上下下
Verse 12 He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on earth and with its top reaching to heaven and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it
梯子就是联络上面跟下面的
A stairway it connects the top to the bottom
下面就是雅各在这里睡觉
On the bottom was Jacob sleeping
那上面呢神站在梯子上十五节
And at the top, God was standing there.
神自我介绍，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
And God told him that he was the father of Abraham and Isaac.
这个意象改变了他。
And this changed Jacob.
然后你看，我要将你现在所躺卧的地赐给你跟你的后裔。
And he says that I will give you. And your descendants, the land on which you are lying.
十四节
Verse 14.
十四节最后，万族必因你的后裔得福。
In the last part of 14, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
十五节
15.
我也与你同在。
I am with you.
因为哪里去我都要保佑你。
And I will watch over you wherever you go.
带领回到这里。
And I will bring you back to this land.
十六节
16.
雅各睡醒了说，神真的在这里，我竟然不知道。
And then Jacob, when he awoke, he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it.
他很惊讶，这个地方竟然有神。
He was so surprised that God was here.
所以十七节。
So verse 17.
这是何等可畏，这不是别的，这是神的殿，天的门。
He said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven."
所以雅各走到哪里哦，神的恩典跟到哪里，这个跟那一个梯子有关系啊。
So wherever Jacob went, blessings went with him, and is related to this stairway to heaven.
因为那个梯子，神的使者上上下下。
Because at this stairway, angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
从地上通到天上去。
From the ground all the way to heaven.
神的恩典就从那个上面流下来。
And so the blessings of God poured from there.
那到底这个梯子是什么？
And so what is this stairway?
以后主耶稣曾经说，
Later, Jesus Christ once said,
他就是这个梯子。
He said that he is this ladder, this stairway.
有神的使者上上下下。
There are angels descending and ascending.
所以主耶稣就是带今天呢，借着主耶稣啊，就是带给我们福气。
And so today through Christ, we are blessed.
那个神的殿跟天的门是什么？
What is the temple?
神的殿，天的门，在十七节。
What is the gate of heaven?
那个神的殿，天的门就是教会。
This gate of heaven is the church.
教会就是神的殿，教会是通天的门。
The church is the gate to heaven.
那雅各漂泊的第一站啊，就从这个伯特利开始。
This was the beginning for Jacob.
所以后来又回到这里来。
And then eventually he returned here.
所以这个告诉我们啊，我们一生啊要。有神的恩典哦，要神同在啊，就是要从伯特利开始。
And so, if we want to have God in our lives, then we need to start at Bethel.
就是教会。
And that is our church.
不要离开教会。
We should not leave the church.
它是我们得恩典的地方。
It is a place for blessings.
因为这是神的殿，这是天的门。
Because this is the temple of God, it is the gate of heaven.
好，那今天我们要想的一个问题。
And so we need to think of this question.
就是，那我们现在已经在教会了。
Now that we are in the church.
我们要怎么把这个神的恩典，神给雅各那个恩典，神给亚伯拉那个恩典，也真的带给别人。
How do we bring to others the blessing that was from Jacob and from Abraham?
这个就是神要我们做的工作。
And so this is the work that God wants us to do.
所以我们在做个宣道的工作。
And so throughout our preaching,
其实我们就是在做那个恩典把留给别人那个管道。
We are being a channel to bring blessings to others.
所以保罗在他的书信里面说，我如果再到你们那里去，我要把基督丰盛的恩典带到你那里。
Often in the Pauline letters, he mentions that when I go there to that place, I will bring blessings to you.
那是一个非常，我们看罗马书的十五章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 15.
二十八节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 28.
等我办完这事，把这个善果向他们交付明白。我就要路过到你们到往西班牙去，29节。我也晓得我去的时候必带基督丰盛的恩典而去。
Verse 28. So after I've completed this task and have made sure that they have received this fruit, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. 29. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ.
这个就叫恩典的管道。
And so this is being a channel of blessings.
我到你们那去要把基督丰盛的恩典带过去。
When I come to you, I will bring the full measure of the blessing of Christ.
这句话是我们服侍神一个非常美的一个目标。
This is a wonderful goal for us when we evangelize.
我们到哪里把神的恩典带到哪里去。
Wherever we go, we bring blessings with us.
那为了达到这个目标。
And so if we can reach this goal.
我们知道这个管道一边要通天。
We know that one end of this channel must reach heaven.
一边要通。
And the other end must be in this world.
如果我们跟人关系建得很好,
if we can establish good relationships with people,
但是我们跟神没有什么好的关系,
but we don't have a very good relationship with God,
我们发现做朋友做几十年了, 他没有得到什么。
We may find that after we've been friends with many people, they haven't really received much.
他也不认识神。
They don't know God.
因为我们缺乏另外一段跟神的关系不是很好。
Because we lack the other connection that is to God.
只是朋友而已。
Then all you have are just friends.
但是如果我们倒过来想哦, 我们跟神的关系很好。
But if we turn this around and we have a good relationship with God,
我们本身有很多的体验,
we have experienced a lot,
但是我们跟别人都没有交往,
but then we don't have any friends.
所以有时候我们的朋友, 我们的亲戚啊, 虽然是朋友亲戚几十年, 他也没有得到什么好处, 我们本身有很多体验。
A lot of our friends and our relatives will not have any benefit, even though we ourselves had a lot of experience with God.
因为我们这个管道只接一头，没有接第二头。
Because this channel is only connected at one end.
所以要做一个神恩典的管道，两头都要接。
So to be a channel of blessing of God, we need to connect both ends.
就是要建立两边的关系。
That is, we must establish a relationship at both ends.
我们跟神的关系，还有我们跟人的关系。
That is, the relationship with God and the relationship with man.
那这个叫做团契。
And this is a fellowship.
我们现在看约翰一书第一章。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们将所看见、所听见、传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。Verse
3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个相交就是建立关系。This
fellowship is to develop a relationship.
我们本来是跟神、跟耶稣啊有亲密的关系、有团契的。
We can have. We must. We can. Must have an intimate relationship with Christ, a fellowship with Christ, our Father and our Father.
我们, 啊, 跟你们有相交,
and then have fellowship with people.
啊, 就是有团契,
then it is a good fellowship.
啊, 所以因为这样啊, 神的恩典就降下来,
and then in this way, the blessings of God will pour out.
所以有时候我们常常在想啊, 教会办很多的团契。
And then we may realize that our church may have lots of fellowships.
到底有时候为什么这个团契没有办法带给人这个生命丰盛?
We may realize that it doesn't bring any kind of prosperity to the people's lives.
活动很多，人跟人可以互动。
There are a lot of activities. We can interact with many people.
但是好像对灵性的增长，哦，这个。 不是很明显,
but then the spiritual growth is not very prevalent.
那很可能问题就是我们跟神的相交还不够。
Then perhaps we are not in a good connection with God.
所以人是有关系，但是跟神呐、啊、那个关系不好，那个恩典生命降不下来。
So we have a relationship with the people, but our relationship with God is still lacking, and we cannot bring upon anything from God.
啊，那那个关系怎么建立的？
So how do we establish this relationship?
就是我们看第一节。
Let's take a look at verse 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
Verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and at our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life.
他们跟主耶稣的相交是看见、听见、摸到。
And so the relationship with God must be seen, it must be heard, and must be touched.
是很实在的。
It is very practical.
今天我们今天来讲。
Say today.
听见就是主耶稣的道。
Hearing would be hearing the word of God.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is the spirit, and it is life.
我们很深入的去查考思想神的话在我们心。
If we study, if we ponder upon the words of God and put it in our hearts,
我们生命得丰盛,
and our lives would prosper.
摸到就是体验,
touching would be experiencing.
你看那个妇人一摸,
when the woman touched Christ, she was healed.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said, I felt power leave me.
我们跟神的相交,
and so our relationship with Christ is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. And the Spirit fills us. Then we will have power within us. And the Holy Spirit will put God in our hearts. And so the Holy Spirit is used in our relationship with God. And thirdly, it is love. We should constantly ponder upon the love of God. The love of God fills us.
那这样我们去传福音, 然后跟其他的信徒去团契, 啊, 那个神的恩典就, 我们变成一个得恩的管道就送到对方去。
Then when we evangelize to others, when we have fellowship with others, then the blessings will come through our channel.
那我们就变成教会的一个资产。
Then we will be an asset to this to the church.
每个人都是恩典的管道。
And we will all be a channel of blessing.
一边通天，一边通人。
One end connected to God in heaven, and one end connected to man on earth.
哇，这个教会是真的是美好。
Then this church would be a wonderful place.
有很多资产,
there are a lot of assets.
啊, 就是恩典的管道,
and that is being the channels of blessing. This is our goal in our work for God.
要做恩典的管道,
we must be a channel of blessing.
通天还有通人,
we must connect to heaven and to man on earth.
唱诗,
let's sing him.
419.